When you say the way you had it was only cuts could be the superficial damage, but that's not what happens in reality. In reality, sometimes the kernels are scuffed by the machinery or by the conveyor belt. It is scuffed, and that is superficial, like it's bruised. And sometimes you can see it on it. So if you just want to see cuts, you could just see cuts on the surface of the kernel not exceeding, that is fine. But when you say superficial damage, you are describing all other damages that would affect the surface of the kernel, not cuts only, because it's a superficial damage. If you say superficial cuts, that is different. But when you say damage, you're opening it up to bruising, scuffing, whatever.
How about if you're saying superficial damage includes cuts and scratches?
No, but you
make it more like more delimited, but still.
Well, if it was scratches, there is a difference between a scratch and a cut. A scratch is supposed to be something lighter, maybe 1 millimeter or so. You would see, you might not have this wide, if 8 millimeters square for a scratch, it might be smaller. So that's why I'm trying to just carve out and say, among superficial damage, you include, among superficial damage includes cuts not exceeding 8 millimeters square by 2 millimeters square. That the measurement here is only for cuts, not for other damages.
So they are not defined anywhere.
They're not defined anywhere, but we know they exist. Mm-hmm. And when you get a kernel, you see them on the kernel. Mm-hmm. I think it's a matter of structure, how we structure grammatical structure in this case. So if you want to change it and take off superficial damage and just leave the two asterisks and put cuts on the surface of the kernel not exceeding an area of 8 millimeters square and a depth of 2 millimeters square. This is also good. This caters this would cater only to cuts and no other damage on the surface. So the way it was formally advanced is there would be no other damage attached to the footnote. It would just be cuts.